So many wonder about what the mindset of each individual should be during the Tefillot of Rosh Hashanah. So growing up, I always thought, and many other people as well, that it's a day of asking for tshuva. It's Yom Adin. We should be begging Hashem for mercy, that He should sign us and seal us to Besefer Chaim Tovim. And that was the emphasis. I thought that was the emphasis of the tefillot, had to do with tshuva, asking forgiveness, regretting your averot, feeling a little sad about it, etc. However, that's not the case, not at all. I'm going to read from Chazon Ovadia, Amud Pei Zayin. And he writes, HaTfilot B'Rosh Shana Yiyu B'Simcha U'V'Tuv Levav. The Tfilot B'Rosh Shana should be out of happiness and good heart. U'V'Ni'ima K'dusha. And out of holy pleasantness. U'Mitoch Kavana Shlema. And from complete Kavana, intentions. Ki B'Tuchim Anachnu B'Yishuat HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because we are certain. We are certain in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Yeshuot, in His salvations, Sheikhtevenu v'yechatmenu l'chaim tovim, that He will sign us, He will write us down and sign us to a good life. V'lo ke'otam shemivim atzmam lidei b'chiyah b'tfilat Rosh Hashanah. Not like those people who bring upon themselves tears and crying during the tefillot of Rosh Hashanah. Sheve Rosh Hashanah yom simcha'u. Rosh Hashanah is a day of happiness. Mo she'ne'emar v'samachta b'chagecha. Right? It says, V'samachta b'chagecha. So that's what it says by Sukkot, but how do you know that? How do you know? So you should be happy during your chag. How do you know that Rosh Hashanah is also considered a chag? V'ne'emar, tiku b'chodesh afar b'kese liyom chagenu. Because it says in the Perek of Tehillim that we read on Thursdays, tiku b'chodesh afar b'kese liyom chagenu. And that's referring to Rosh Hashanah. And regarding Rosh Hashanah, it says chagenu, it's a chag. V'ne'emar b'sefer Ezra, also says by Sefer Ezra, Shekasher haya Ezra Sofer Korah b'Sefer Torah hayu kol ha'am bochim. That when Ezra Sofer was reading the Sefer Torah, the entire nation was crying. V'ne'emar al zeh, and on this it says b'Sefer Nechemiah, v'yomer Nechemiah. I'm not going to read all of this, but basically Nechemiah and Ezra and all of the Levi'im were teaching the Torah to the Bnei Israel, and it happened to have been the day of Rosh Hashanah, and they said v'al tifku, right? Don't cry. And he said to them, Lechu ichlu mashmanim ushtu mamtakim v'shalchu manot le'en nachon lo. Go, be happy, eat good food, drink good drinks. Ki kadosh hayom la'adoneinu, it's a holy day. Ve'al te'atzvu, and don't be sad. Don't be sad. And they went and they were happy. So it's a very big misconception, and it's important to clear it up, that the day of Rosh Hashanah, the tefillot of Rosh Hashanah, should not be mitoch atzvut and mitoch depression and atzvut and sadness and regret and tshuva. You know, I don't think one time it mentions the word tshuva or things like that or sins in the tefillot of Rosh Hashanah. What are the tefillot? What are the tefillot about? It's about gratifying the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the birthday of the creation of the world. It's the birthday of the world. And it's a day that we have to be mamlich HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the entire creation. We basically crown HaKadosh Baruch Hu and make it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu drill in our heads that HaKadosh Baruch Hu rules over every single aspect of the creation, and nothing happens and nothing will ever happen without His consent, without His approval, and without His energies. That's Rosh Hashanah. It's a day of being mamlich HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I want to read to you something small from the footnote. I'm not going to read the whole thing because it's a little too long, but Hamavadeh writes that, brings down over here in Amud Peitet in the footnote an interesting question. It's very, very interesting. He quotes from Shar Kavanot, Reb Chaim Vital testified. Reb Chaim Vital was the top Talmid of who? The Ari HaKadosh. And Reb Chaim Vital writes, he testifies about his Rebbe, the Ari HaKadosh, the Arizal, that he shehaya noheg lifkot harbe b'tfilat Rosh Hashanah. The minhag, his minhag was what? To cry a lot during the tfilat of Rosh Hashanah. He would cry a lot, and surely during Yom Kippur. And not only that, not only would he do that for himself, he would also say, ki mi she'en b'chiyah nofelet alav b'yamim ele, whoever doesn't cry during these days, listen to this, Hora'a hi hora'a she'en nishmato shlema ve'aguna. It's a hora, it's evidence that his neshama is not complete. Something's missing from his neshama. If a person doesn't cry during, if tears don't come down his eyes during the tefillot of Rosh Hashanah, something's wrong with his neshama. Something's off. Something's a little off. And he brings down later, that's very, very scary. He brings down later from the Gra, that the Gra, he said, she'en lifkot b'Rosh Hashanah. No, one should not be crying. One should not be crying during Rosh Hashanah. Why? As we said above, it's a holiday, it's a Yom Tov, it's a day that we should be happy, etc., etc., etc. So what's going on over here? It's a big problem. It's seemingly a machloket between Rabbeinu Ha'ari and Hagaon Mivilna. So says Chaim Avadia, he says, no, there's no machloket between them. Why is there no machloket between them? He says like this. He says that for a person that gets himself to cry out of hitlavut, the kedusha, out of a desire, a burning desire inside of him to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, person that cries out of emotion, a holy type of emotion, out of feeling dvekut, and feeling and really having in mind the kavanot of every single word in the tefillah, that really gratifies the name of Hashem, that really crowns HaKadosh Baruch Hu over the creation. And if a person, if tears come down his eyes out of complete emotion, that type of emotion, there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. And he brings a proof to it, an amazing proof. There's a Taz in Siman Resh Pechet that says, that quotes this Agadah, this Midrash, that says like says as following, that the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva once saw Rabbi Akiva crying while he was reading Shir HaShirim on Shabbat. Okay? You know, over here, when we read Shir HaShirim before Shabbat, it's beautiful. It's beautiful. Everyone here enjoys it so much. But I've never ever seen anyone crying in our minyan for while doing Shir HaShirim. And he said to them, and it was Shabbat. And he said to them, you guys think that I'm that the fact that I'm crying, it's asur? Because you're not allowed to cry in Shabbat, because it says oneg, v'karata la Shabbat oneg, it should be oneg, it should be a delight for you. He says, for me, it's allowed. Why? Because this is an oneg for me. Why is it an oneg for him? Because as Ataz explains, that Rabbi Akiva, from his complete dvekut, and his complete, you know, understanding of the depth of the words of Shir HaShirim, he couldn't control himself, he couldn't control his emotions, and tears uncontrollably came, started coming down his eyes. If one truly understands the words of Shir HaShirim, and the intentions, and the depth behind each and every single word, and each and every single letter in Shir HaShirim, you won't be able to control your emotions. That's what Rabbi Akiva says. And that's why he was crying. It's not a crying out of sadness and out of depression. It's a crying out of complete emotion and dvekut and feeling connection, a connection to Hashem, because that's what Shir HaShirim is all about. It's Am Yisrael and the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the marriage between us and the complete love, absolute love and intimacy between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And through reading that, through understanding the words, he felt complete emotion, and tears start coming down his eyes. So Chaim Avadia says over there, you see that what? Crying doesn't always mean sadness. Sometimes people cry out of emotion, as we see from Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbeinu Ha'ari, the Ari HaKadosh, who he was the father of Kabbalah, no one understood the depth of each and every single word in the tefillah like the Ari HaKadosh did. And the Ari HaKadosh cried during Rosh Hashanah. Why? Out of dvekut, out of emotion, out of feeling a closeness to Hashem, and an uncontrollable love for Hashem. That's allowed. And he's not arguing with the Gra, because the Gra is talking about what type of person? A person who focuses on tshuva, and focuses on his averot, and cries because out of sadness, Hashem, please forgive me. Now is not the time for that. It's a Yom Tov. Don't be sad. So that's a tshuva from Chaim Avadia Yosef that is very appropriate, very important. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, grant us a year filled with simcha, a year filled with yeshuot, amen. And we should view this Rosh Hashanah as the last one, Bezrat Hashem, that we should live through this Rosh Hashanah and really have the ability to look through the tefillot and look through the words of the tefillah and have emotion. And it's not a bad thing to cry during the tefillot. You know, no one's going to think you're a child or anything like that. It's the biggest gedolim, the biggest rabbanim, they weep They weep. They cry like babies when it comes to Tefillat on Rosh Hashanah. They cry like babies. The greater you are, the more prone you are to crying. It's not a childish thing. Okay, everyone have a great day. Shana Tova. Mm-hmm.